The Federal Bureau of Investigation has spent this week investigating a flood of calls to the Olympic bombing hotline. The FBI gave out the toll-free number on Monday in an effort to get new leads in the investigation of last summer's attack. The pipe bomb planted in Centennial Park resulted in the death of two and injured more than 100 people. No one has been arrested for the crime, but the FBI is hoping its latest appeal to the public will yield results. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The FBI asked, and the people answered the plea in a big way. More than 2,000 calls have come into the FBI's toll-free hotline, set up just 4 days ago, to accept information about the Olympic bombing case. A reward of up to $500,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. The appeal and the reward have prompted so many calls that spokesman for the FBI's Atlanta office, Jay Spadafore, says the phones have been jammed.
We've had a great response, and we're real happy about it. Lots of people have called us to turn in photographs and videotapes, which is exactly what we've been looking for. The problem that you might have is our response has been so overwhelming that sometimes all the lines are busy and the call's back into voicemail, and I guess some people are getting busy signals. And if that happens, we'll just ask you to try again.
The FBI's internet site is also busy. This week, the agency added a specific page on the Centennial Park bombing case. It provides diagrams and information about the crime scene, including a photo of the green backpack, the kind that agents believe was used to conceal the bomb. They say whoever planted the pipe bomb that July night used a military-style backpack to carry it into the park. Officials wanted to get this information out, figuring that someone who'd been at the park might remember seeing the pack. 35-year-old Ted Milotides is among those who heard the FBI's plea.
And I was there that day and 2 days prior to that, so I just pulled out the pictures and started looking through them, and then all of a sudden, there it was.
The photograph that Ted Milotides found and turned over to the FBI is believed to have been taken about 6.5 hours before the bomb exploded. It shows a man in the park wearing a military-style backpack.
You only see him from the back, and he has white to khaki shorts, a dark shirt. He's white because you can see his legs and you can see his arms. He has a backpack on his back that is similar to the one they had on television, and he has brown hair and perhaps a hat. We believe it's a hat.
The FBI would not comment on the photo. While it may not solve this case, this is exactly the kind of response that the FBI was looking for. Some have questioned why the Bureau didn't set up a hotline sooner. William Daly is a retired FBI agent who spent 10 years as an investigator. Daly says the FBI sets up hotlines for two main reasons.
It's used to confirm or substantiate some information they already have, such as various eyewitness accounts or other forensic evidence that's been collected. And the other would be more substantive information isn't there, and they're looking really to gather some information to launch in various directions.
The FBI has a lot of experience using hotlines and rewards. They've been set up to collect information on more common crimes like bank robberies and also in a number of high-profile investigations, including the Unabomber case, the World Trade Center, and the Oklahoma City bombing investigations. According to William Daly, about 50% of the hotline calls are from citizens who think they can help. The other half are usually from people who are just curious and really have nothing to offer. Another reason the FBI chose this time to ask the public for its help is because some investigators fear that those who took videotapes during the Olympics may tape over them as the holidays approach, erasing important evidence that they might not even know they have. I'm Kathy Lohr in Atlanta.